In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to say that in the Catholic tradition, what we do is that we take the scriptures, and if something wonderful happens, there is a day that we celebrate that wonderful happening. For instance, when the angel Gabriel came in the sixth month to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, we celebrate that day on March 25th, 9 months before Christmas. Then, the next one is Our Blessed Mother visits Elizabeth. That's what we're going to talk about today. That is the visitation. Mary goes from Nazareth to the hill country of Judah, Ein Karim, and she visits Elizabeth and stays there 3 months until the birth of John the Baptist. Then the next thing we celebrate will be the birth of the Lord, the Nativity of the Lord, on the 25th of December. And then the presentation of the Lord 40 days after his birth would be on February 2nd. We do not celebrate the finding of the Lord Jesus, but we remember it in the rosary. Okay, today we're going to think about the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. Yesterday we celebrated that feast, the Feast of the Visitation. It's a beautiful feast. So after Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word," the angel departed from her, and Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah. How did Mary do this? Mary traveled in caravan. She had to go by caravan. And she entered the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." We have a selfless woman who has just been told that she will have the Messiah, the Son of God. She says unto the angel, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." The angel leaves her, and the first thing she does is that she gets a caravan and goes to Ein Karim. She goes to the hill country of Judah to visit Elizabeth. When Elizabeth experiences the salutation of Mary, John the Baptist, 6 months in the womb, jumps, dances in the presence of the Lord. Where is the Lord? The Lord is in the womb of Mary. So John the Baptist jumps. Many people say that this was the first sign of life that Elizabeth experienced when John was in the womb. Remember, Elizabeth was an old woman. And they wondered, you know, would she have this baby? She was so old. And the days of bearing children were over. But the Lord sent the angel, and the Lord said to the angel that the prayer of Elizabeth and Zechariah was heard. So the baby leaps or dances in the womb of Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, as well as the baby, was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice. This is Elizabeth. And what did she say? "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." This is the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And we name him Jesus. And this is Elizabeth. And whence is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Here is the second part of the Hail Mary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, yeah, Mother of my Lord, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It was the Council of Ephesus that declared that Mary is the Mother of God. Not that Mary preceded Jesus, but that Jesus, who is God, Mary is the Mother of God, the Mother of the Word incarnate. I like to say it that way, the Word incarnate, the one who was incarnated by the Holy Spirit. Mary is the Mother of the Word incarnate. Who is it that the Mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the sound of your voice, at your salutation, when it sounded in my ears, the baby leapt, danced in the womb, my womb, for joy. And this is the beautiful part about Mary. Blessed is she that believed that there would be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed are you, Mary, that you believed. Blessed are you, Mary, that you are a woman of faith. Blessed are you, Mary, that believed that even without a husband you would bear a son. Blessed are you, Mary, the mother of my Lord, that you should come to me. For at the sound of your voice, the baby started to dance in my womb. And how does Mary respond? She responds with the song of Hannah. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. You can tell Mary is filled with the Holy Spirit. How do you know? Because she starts praising God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon the low estate of his handmaiden. Henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. That's what the Bible says. All generations shall call Mary blessed. Blessed Mary, the mother of our Savior. Blessed Mary, the mother of God. Blessed Mary, the one who is the woman of faith. Why shall all generations call me blessed? For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. I'm called blessed because of what God has done. The God who acts, the God who opened the Red Sea, the God who gave us the law, and finally the God who sends down his Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. And Mary exults in the Lord, the woman of faith, the woman who... Where would we be without Mary? I'm going to ask you, where would we... This was the Father's choice. You know, people esteem men of God. Isn't it wonderful to esteem a man of God? When you know a man of God, you esteem him. You know, many people esteem the Archbishop. I esteem him as the Archbishop. We esteem him as the man of God. In the Protestant church, many people esteem Benny Hinn as a man of God. They esteem him as a man of God. There is no one more esteemed than Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. She is blessed among women. Why? Because the Lord has done great things for her, and holy is his name. And he not only did great things for her, but because of her, he has done great things for us. For where would we be without Mary's yes? Let it be done unto me according to thy word. We would be in darkness. We would be headed toward hell. That's where we would be. And what does the scripture say? And Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and returned to her own home. Where? In Nazareth, by caravan. Okay? What happened after 3 months? There was a baby born. Who was the baby? John the Baptist. But here we have the selfless woman of God who hears the word of God, who believes the word of God, who acts on the word of God, and who thinks about Elizabeth, her older relative, to go comfort her. My Lord, this is a selfless woman. This is a selfless woman. Now I want to take you to 2 Samuel 6, because there are a lot of similarities. I should say 2 Samuel 7, that the Ark of the Covenant in 2 Samuel 6 is being brought into the city of David, brought into Jerusalem, the Ark of the Covenant. Why is David bringing in the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem? Because Jerusalem is the place where worship will take place. And whenever we think of worship in the Bible, come on, we think of sacrifice. So the sacrifice will take place in Jerusalem. And we know that David erects a tent, and the Holy of Holies will be there in the Ark of the Covenant, okay? But as he's bringing in the Ark of the Covenant, they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, and they took the Ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord with all manner of instruments, even with harps and psalteries and timbals and cornets and cymbals. And they came to Nacon's threshing floor, and Uzzah put his hand to the ark of God and hold it. For the oxen shook the ark, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. Many people say that the reason this happened was that the priests were to carry the ark. It was not supposed to be put on a stand with an ox. The priests were to carry the ark. Now Uzzah touches the ark. He has no right to touch it. He didn't do anything wrong. But the power of God comes upon him, and he dies. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name Perez Uzzah to this very day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and said, "How shall the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, or Jerusalem, but he carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his household. Very interesting. The Ark of the Lord was not brought into Jerusalem, but it was brought to the house of Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's household is blessed. When we talk about blessing in the Bible, we are not talking about hitting the megabucks. When we talk about blessing in the Bible, we are talking about children. Children are being born. Blessing in the Bible means children. Do you understand what I'm saying? Blessing in the scripture means children. The house of Obed-Edom was blessed. Now David sees that the house of Obed-Edom is blessed. Now, I want to go back now. Where does Obed-Edom live? Obed-Edom lives in the hill country of Judah. All right? Where did Mary go when she visited Elizabeth? To the hill country of Judah. That's right. How long did the ark stay in the house of Obed-Edom? 3 months. How long does Mary stay in the hill country of Judah in the house of Zechariah? 3 months. Do you see the correlation? There's a correlation here now. There's a correlation here. It's not by accident. And it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertains unto him because of the ark of God." I also want to tell you something else about Obed-Edom. When the temple was built, Obed-Edom became the doorkeeper. He became addicted to the presence of God. When the temple was built by Solomon, Obed-Edom became the doorkeeper. And his family became the doorkeeper of the house. "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." And it was so that when they bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, David sacrificed to it. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Let's go back. "At the sound of your voice, the baby jumped in my womb. At the sound of your voice, Mary, the baby danced in my womb." Now David is dancing before the Lord, and he's girded with a linen ephod. And so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and the sound of the trumpet. So this is festivity time. This is a procession. This is God at work. Now they have to go through the gates of Jerusalem. And here we have this beautiful psalm that the church gives us, that the Old Testament gives us. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?" That's Jerusalem. "Or who shall stand in his holy place?" That's the Holy of Holies. "He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, or sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." Now listen, as the ark is coming through Jerusalem, we can hear this being said: "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, that the King of Glory may enter in." The King of Glory, the Ark of the Covenant. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the strong, the mighty, the Lord, the mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, as the King of Glory enters in." Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. So as they are carrying in, the priests are carrying in the Ark of the Covenant, you know, they are crying out in festal dance, "Lift up your gates, Jerusalem, and be thou lifted up, that the King of Glory may come in." And we know as they go through the gates, they're singing and dancing and praising God and instruments and sacrificing, and things are happening. And now they will go to Mount Moriah, the place where Abraham offered Isaac, where he did not have to offer Isaac, but offered a ram, and they will place the Ark of the Covenant upon that hill, upon Mount Moriah, upon the hill called Mount Zion in Jerusalem, where God will rest, where God will have his resting place forever. Now let's go back. Let's go back. What is the Bible trying to teach us in the New Testament? Mary goes to the hill country of Judah and stays there 3 months. The Ark of the Covenant is in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. John the Baptist dances in the womb of Elizabeth when he hears Mary's voice because of the baby in her womb. David dances before the Ark of the Covenant. They stay there 3 months. The house of Obed-Edom was fruitful. That means they had children. A baby was conceived, or a baby was born. After 3 months, John the Baptist was born. What is the Bible trying to tell us? That the Ark of the Covenant is Mary, who conceived the baby in her womb by the Holy Spirit. Now you must remember, the Ark of the Covenant is not God. It is where God dwells, the dwelling place of God. Who is now the dwelling place of God? Mary. When did it happen? When she said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." What did Elizabeth say? "Blessed are you among women, and blessed are you that believed all that the Lord has told you, all that the Lord proclaimed to you. Blessed are you, Mary, among women." She is the Ark of the Covenant. She is the Son of the Father. Or the daughter of the Father, I'm sorry. She is the mother of our Redeemer. She is a creature. She is not God. But she is blessed among women. And so the church heralds her as the Ark of the Covenant. The church heralds her as the one who brought forth our Redeemer. The church heralds her as the primary Christian who completely hears the word of God and does it. And this is what I'll end with. We remember the woman that said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that gave you suck." And Jesus said, "Oh, rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." It seems like Jesus is talking against his mother. But let's go to Nazareth. She hears the word of God, and she says, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word," and she keeps it. Then she goes to Ein Kerim. She hears the word of God to go to Elizabeth, and she keeps it. Then we go to the Nativity. She hears the word of God, and she brings forth her firstborn in Bethlehem. Then we go to the Presentation. And I'm going to tell you about the Presentation. When Jesus is brought into the temple, you know, again, those gates is being sung, "Lift up your gates, O ye lintels, and be thou lifted up, that the King of glory may enter in," because he's coming through those gates. The very King of glory, as he's held in his mother's arms. The very King of glory who will give his life for you and for me, who will bleed for you and for me, who will be buried for you and for me, and who will rise for you and for me. Yeah, blessed are you, Mary, among women, Ark of the Covenant. Blessed are you who heard the word of God. At Calvary, you were there. You heard the word of God. At Pentecost, you were there. You heard the word of God and you kept it. Oh yeah, Mary, we want to be like you. You always hear the word of God and you keep it. In Nazareth, in Ein Kerim, in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem with Simeon, that a sword would pierce your own soul. You keep the word of God and hear the word of God in Calvary. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. And you hear the word of God and keep it at Pentecost. And they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to tell you that between July 5th and the 12th, we are going to be having a School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. School of the Holy Spirit between the 5th and the 12th. And it's going to be powerful. It's going to really call people to go out and to minister. Not only to hear talks, but to go out and to minister. teaching people how to receive the Word of God, how to prophesy as we hear the Word of God. Somebody called me last night and said, I need a word from God. And I said to him, you know, I can't assure you that I have a word for you, but I will tell you, I'll pray. And when I prayed, I saw a lock, and that's what he was experiencing. His whole life was locked. I said, but I see a key, and the key opens the lock, and things are going to get better.
I told the guy, I'm not expecting a word, but if God gives me a word, I'll give it to you. I said to Christopher, my friend, I said, Christopher, you're going to get a job that they're going to send in $150,000 worth of work. He said, Father Tom, the $150,000 came in. It was exactly $150,000.
Listen, this is the School of the Holy Spirit between July 5th and 12th, okay? And I need to hear from you, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And Jimmy the Roofer, it's going to be raining today, 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. One more time, 617-519-0341. May Jesus Christ be praised. May the Blessed Mother draw you into the heart of her Son. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.